Welcome to our second episode of Creative Living, the podcast that talks about living creatively. My name is Carl Alleen. I am your host. And don't forget to check out our website at www.bostonmobiledance.com. This podcast is sponsored by Boston Mobile Dance Studio, the studio that moves creatively. At BMDS, our mission is to help everyday people move creatively. There you will find DJs for your event, movement coaches in various disciplines from ballroom to tap, to jazz to hip-hop, to Zumba. Call us up for your wedding, birthday party, corporate event, or if you just want to learn the coolest moves, let's move creatively. All right, everyone, we are on with Fidays, DJ Fidays, one of the top DJs here in Boston, super talented entrepreneur, dancer, artist, rapper, and he's an amazing DJ. Also, he's not just an amazing DJ, he trains people to become DJs. Now, how many DJs do you know that do that? Isn't that amazing? Today, pretty much the goal is to kind of get a DJ's perspective on events. Sometimes we hear a perspective from an event planner. Sometimes we hear a perspective from a band or a band leader or a client, a wedding, a bride or a groom, or even an event planner for a corporate event. But we hardly hear perspectives from a DJ. So we thought we'd get a perspective from a DJ. So Fidays, DJ Fidays, you are the man.
Nice, nice. About you, brother. That's awesome, man. Giving a DJ a chance to talk. That's beautiful. I love it already.
It's important. So, we have some questions for you. Basically, first of all, how long have you been DJing for?
Since 2002. Well, I'll say learning. I've been learning and studying since 2002.
Nice. Love it. Another question we have for you is, you know, doing any of these events that you do weddings, you do birthday parties, what else do you do?
Homecomings, going away parties, tons of corporate gigs, book gigs, you know, the list goes on. But for the most part, it's just like, you know, weddings and birthday parties because that's continuous all year round pretty much. And then it dies down a little in the winter.
Okay, awesome. Our next question is, how would you approach making a wedding reception festive? You know, bride and grooms, they want their weddings to be great. You know, they want to have a great time. They want their guests to have a wonderful time. Every bride and groom is different. But how would you approach making a wedding reception festive?
I think you have to engage in the group of people that you're working with. And if your personality is matched with theirs, then it's just fun from the jump. I mean, like from the time you shake their hand and sit down and talk with them. Other people, you have to put in actual work because, you know, they just, you know, they want to get married and it's very serious. And, you know, you have to find a way to get that child within them, and once you do that, everybody's having a good time. You know, once everybody settles down and relaxes a little bit, takes a, you know, deep breath, then it's a good time. So I would say get to know the people that you're working with, and the other portion of that will be to get to know the crowd of people.
Actually, it's interesting you say that. It's interesting you say that because that's our next question. The next question was pretty much, how do you feel out the crowd to get them dancing? Because every crowd's different, as you know.
It varies, but for the most half, there's always going to be one person that gets up. There's always going to be, you know, that five-year-old kid or that grandfather who traveled from, you know, Hawaii or, you know, that uncle who's always willing to dance. Even when there's no music, he's just bobbing his head. So once you get that person on the dance floor, obviously, you know, somebody else is going to follow, and then you just keep that music going. But the hardest part of any event is the first 5 minutes. You have to play, like, the song to get everybody in that crowd, you know, into it. And that's where the crowd reading comes from. So it goes way beyond, you know, like a club, you can play the hottest music. When it comes to a wedding, you're dealing with multiple personalities. And you need to get that one song that's going to get everybody up. And then it's a train ride from there.
Wow. And it's interesting the phrase you use, crowd reading. Crowd reading. Reading the crowd, that's so important for a DJ to have that skill. I'd consider it a skill. Would you consider that a skill, DJ Fidays?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, truly. Let's just say I went into the game blindfolded. I had no idea how to read a crowd, and I learned the hard way. But, you know, that's where the practice comes in. You know, a lot of people think, and there's no disrespect, everybody has their own knack or niche in this whole game, but it's not about just having equipment. You can have $1 million equipment, and if you don't know how to read a crowd, you're just going to see a shiny wooden floor. And that's the worst, you know?
Oh, yeah, I've been there. I play in a band, too, and I've done the DJing, too. It's just, it's hard to see it. It's just heartbreaking to see an empty floor, shiny empty floor. The floor is beautiful, but that's not what we're looking for. That's not what we're there for, right?
Yeah. The ocean is beautiful, you know, but it's even better when you're on a boat and you can enjoy the view.
Good point. Great analogy. I love it.
Thank you, sir.
Now, what are your favorite moments from your DJing experience for days?
I would go back to the last question you just asked, just like learning to read the crowd, like having somebody actually walk up and go, you know, hey, can you play You Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye? And you look at the person and you point at the computer and that's the next song. Like that's reading the crowd. Or, you know, there was a time where somebody came up and they were just like, can you play Mike? And I was about to play PYT and I'm like, it's coming up right now. And they're like, what? And that person's going to go back into the crowd and talk about that. And those are the things that get, you know, more gigs. Like, people are like, you won't believe what happened. And you know it's going to be a good story after that. So that's, you know, I would think that would be the main thing.
I love it. So it's like you, these moments that organically get created because of your chemistry with the crowd.
Yes. It's like running track and pacing yourself. Like, if you really look at the crowd of people, like, a lot of DJs, and I was included in that. You know, anything that I say, anything that I speak on, I went through that same phase. So I'm not speaking on anyone in a negative, you know, state. But, you know, if you're DJing and you have all this cool music and your head is in the computer and you're not looking at what's going on, it's not going to work out too well. You know, not too many DJs that can do that. Now, if you're looking at the crowd and you're doing your thing, that's going to be awesome. So when you read that crowd, I feel like that's the most important thing of DJing is reading the crowd. Because if you have a packed floor, you could be playing anything, and they're just going to keep going because they know that next song is going to be just as crazy.
Wow. That's some great knowledge right there for Days. Great insight. Coming from an experienced DJ. Now, here's a question for you. What difficulties did you experience in DJing at a party, and how did you resolve them?
The first one didn't work out so well. I didn't know how to use my speakers. Or let's just say I had them too loud. So the speakers were in the wrong input-output. And when you're learning, you know, that's something you want to learn at your home, not at your first event, especially not a prom. Now, the prom... And, yeah, it was terrible. I was in a prom, and I turned the speakers up to max, but they were in a wrong input-output, so they fried.
Oh.
Yeah, painful, yeah. That was really bad. Study is very important.
Ouch. So it's safe to say that kind of did not get resolved.
No, until the end. It gets resolved at the next gig, but it's like one of those very awkward five elephants in a room with no space, you know? So, but the resolve point was going home and studying my equipment. Like now, even before I go out, I make sure I have every wire, every, you know, any and everything that I need. I have a list, and it's very important to have a list. So your failures as a DJ makes you a greater, you know, DJ. Like, your failures as a DJ makes you a greater DJ. Like, there's no way you're going to go into it and be professional right off the jump. Like, you're going to have failures. And that's what we got, the people who really love it and the people who are trying to make money.
Wow, that's some great insight.
Thank you.
Now, how do you approach kids' birthday parties? I'm just curious.
Oh, man. You walk in and you just, like, start hanging out with the kids. Don't even walk in as a DJ. Just walk in and start talking to them. And before they even know you're the DJ, just hang out with them, ask them what they like for music, do they like dancing, whatever. If they don't like dancing, then you just play chill music that they listen to at home, and they're going to have fun anyway. If they love dancing, then you get out there and you dance with them. But the idea is to become friends. Like, you have to become friends with them. You just can't go and DJ and leave, you know? And every group of kids are different. So it's not like you can create this formula where it's like, okay, this is the recipe for a kid's party. Nope. Because some kids are going to be off the walls, other kids are going to be laid back, some kids are going to be video gamers, and they just don't, you know, they don't dance. So you have to create something that will, you know, if they're playing games on the phone, then you play some epic music for games on the phone, and they're going to walk over and be like, this is awesome, you know, so it's all conversation.
Nice.
It's all conversation.
I love it. And Fidays, you know, I've known you for since 2004, maybe even earlier than that. And what I love about you is that you're a people person, and just even asking you these questions and hearing your response, I love to see your personality and how you connect with people. I think that's one of the key things that really makes you such a great DJ. You're for the people, you connect with the people, and in turn, you create a great event for people, you know? So I definitely appreciate what you shared.
I definitely appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. It's conversation. To me, it's conversation.
Mm.
You know, I got my equipment, like I said earlier, I got my equipment, and I went out like, I'm a DJ! And that was a bad, bad move. But you learn, you know? It's not about the equipment. It's basically like how you use it as a conductor to the people. Like, that's how I'll use it.
I love it.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to DJ Fidays. DJ Fidays is an amazing artist, great entrepreneur. He also has a facility called the Self-Expression Center, which is on 511 Medford Street in Somerville. The zip code is 02145. They have incredible events going on for adults, for kids. They even have a kids b-boy jam that he and one of his other partners throws on as well, DJ Mac. You're going to hear from DJ Mac at some point as well, another phenomenal DJ. An incredible place where people can learn how to express themselves. So definitely check it out. Go down there. A lot of classes for adults, a lot of classes for kids, great opportunities, and he's doing great things in the communities. DJ Fidays, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your time. And peace to everybody out there that believes in their craft. Just keep going at it, and you'll get where you want to be in due time.
Definitely. And DJ Fidays is definitely a DJ you want to hire for your wedding. And you can find DJ Fidays at bostonmobiledance.com or .bostonmobiledj.com. Hire him for your wedding. He's a phenomenal DJ. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Creative Living, the podcast that talks about living creatively. Again, I'm your host, Carl Alleen, and don't forget to visit us at www.bostonmobiledance.com. Don't forget to move creatively. Peace.